Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, thrilled to be hanging out with you. If you want to get on the phone lines, 916-909-1320. We got overreactions on the way. What a rough night for Josh Allen last night, man. You don't see those types of games from him too often. Two interceptions, and... and sure enough, like, I wondered what the Patriots would be, but I don't think I penciled them in first place in the division at any point.
First place in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to them, man.
Shoot the
Vrabel, man. Doing a great job with those guys.
Trending up?
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like it. Like, yeah. Drake May looks like a quarterback.
They also don't have, like, a very crazy schedule. Like, because I think, worst case scenario, they're a decent team. Right. I'm just saying worst case. Like, sure. I think they're a little better than that. Mm-hmm. But if you take a decent team and you look at that schedule, they should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking 10, 11 wins.
Oh, my.
They got, we'll just go through it a little bit, at Titans, home versus the Browns, home versus the Falcons, at Bucks, but then Jets, Bengals, Giants before they play the Bills again, at Ravens, at Jets versus the Dolphins. Like, they won't be favored in one, I'll say Falcons, Bucks, Bills. They won't be favored in only three more games this year.
Okay.
And let's just assume those are all losses. That's five.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even, they can win those games. I'm just saying, like, for argument's sake, let's assume those are losses. That's five. They can run the rest of them. They'd be 12-5.
Man,
I think realistically they're probably looking at a 10-7 season, and that's playoffs. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
So good for them. I don't think. Also, on the flip side, RIP. I'm not sure Josh Allen has won a game since Greeny said nobody has ever played the position better than the way he's playing it right now, which was crazy in the moment, ridiculous in the moment.
That was so weird.
Just
that was so
craziness.
Weird. So weird. Related, can someone explain to me the Atlanta Falcons?
Good, solid team. Solid team. I'm not ready to buy into the Falcons just yet. Or at the beginning of the year, I thought they were going to be good. I thought they might win that division.
They lost to the Panthers 30-0, didn't they?
See, you got to – well, yeah.
I mean, that's not even just –
right.
That's any
right.
team 30 in the
to
league.
30-0 crazy.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, 30-0 crazy. 30-0 crazy.
Well, Panthers apologist
well,
over
saying,
here. Relax.
Yeah, respect needs to be shown for my boy Bryce Young.
I'm not there yet. But we'll talk about it. Getting there, not there.
So, but something like that, like what you just talked about, scared me off of them. Like,
yeah.
Oh, hey, this team ain't winning no damn division after you lose like that. And to be fair to the argument, to that Panthers team you lose like that, crazy. And I kind of backed up off of them. But
sat that cup down.
Yeah, but I don't know. They might be what I thought they could be at the beginning of the season.
They got you did speak highly of them at the beginning of the season.
They got an absolute dynamic playmaker in Bijan Robinson. Like
Bruh.
he can go from any spot on the field.
I had a bad post show yesterday, so I was just here. I just couldn't get myself together. I had to kept resetting things, so I was just sitting in here doing a bunch of work for I don't know, close to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think I looked up at the TV once, right in time to see Bijan Robinson hit the sideline and go.
Out of here.
And I thought I was watching a replay, and I caught that, I think it was an 81-yard run up the sideline live. The one thing I had seen in the whole start of that game was that run by take that back. I saw Bijan the walk-in. I was because I thought, hey, he looks pretty fly. He had kind of a more form-fitted light sweater with baggier pants, and it was the baggy pants that caught my attention. I was like, all right, I like that. It's a good look. And then went to work, walked in, walked out, came back, recorded something, looked up, and Bijan hits that side like he's Bo Jackson against the Bengals, and he is gone.
Out of here.
He is special, man.
He can score from anywhere on the field.
Anywhere.
At any time.
Yep.
He's like that, man. So,
yeah.
And the Niners got to play him on Sunday Night Football without Fred Warner. So
they
that do. That should be interesting.
So Atlanta's upcoming schedule, since you mentioned the San Francisco 49ers this weekend, is the 49ers, obviously. They have the Dolphins after that.
We got to talk about your boy Tua.
Oh, no, that's Jesse's boy Tua. That's not my boy.
He out of pocket.
What'd he do?
You see him in the post game?
I saw Mike McDaniel in the post game. I didn't see Tua.
He's always out of pocket.
Well,
but
he was way out of pocket.
Tua got up there talking about, yeah, man, we got people that are always late to meetings and all this other stuff. Hey, it's not your place to say that in the media. That's not your place.
Oh, man, it's falling apart over there. It's falling apart. Even Mr. Tapia jumping in. that's not my boy either. That's not my boy either. No one wants to claim Tua. Even the bloodline was like, nah, that's not my boy.
And then somebody came out. I don't know who the person was, but it was like, after Tua said that, and then like the little clip on Twitter, they quote tweeted like, bro, when I was there as a camp invite or whatever, you were late on a time for practice. What are you talking about?
That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough.
Somebody said, I was listening to Club 520, and somebody said that they heard somebody say he just need to quit and join the Usos.
Well, it's not the worst idea. I keep seeing highlights of what they're doing with Jimmy J and Roman, and I'm like, what is this? What are y'all doing?
It feels like they're gonna turn Jimmy, or no, they're going to turn Jay.
Yeah.
Heel.
Yeah, because they've already done turning Jimmy. They can't turn Jimmy again. It's got to be Jay.
That's crazy. The heel turn for Jay this quick is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything happens too fast, bro.
I'm not watching. It doesn't matter. All I see is what pops up on Instagram. I saw Seth got laid out yesterday.
I did see that. Yeah, there was no build up to that.
Because I guess he got hurt. But who knows, because they destroyed their credibility with the previous injury. They said he got hurt against Cody.
Mm.
And so they're writing him off with this turn.
All right.
I don't know.
Like
man.
You said, I'm not. I follow wrestling on Twitter.
Did you know that they're here Monday?
I remember seeing that a couple weeks ago.
I
didn't commit it to memory.
I think I heard it. I don't know if I heard a commercial on KSFM or saw something. I was like, well, wait, that's.
Yeah, what, the 20th?
Monday?
Right?
Yeah.
We getting anybody?
Are we getting anybody? I don't know. I ain't watched and I have no idea. If it doesn't show up on Instagram, I don't see it.
That's what I'm saying. I watch wrestling through Twitter nowadays.
They're probably just going to do a bunch of video packages.
Ain't even
live from Sacramento, California.
Look, no PLE.
Here's LA Knight.
No PLE even in sight. They still going to give us video package raw.
Yeah.
Garbage. That's cold, man. That's
garbage.
Cold.
I've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things with that company that had me shaking my head.
Well, did you hear the other? I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Did you see Who Wants to Be Cena's final match?
I always thought that made sense. I would be completely okay with that.
Where'd he come from?
But it makes sense.
The one that makes sense is the one that makes sense. Should be Brock.
No, they just did Brock.
Yeah, and Brock beat his ass.
So have him beat Brock in his final match, and that's the big story? I think The Rock makes more sense. You have the two WrestleMania main events. It's one versus one. You have the stupid-ass heel turn, which completely flopped.
That
the Rock can come out. The Rock can come out and say, you can't do it. You have, like, The Rock has to play the heel, though. If The Rock can play the heel, then they can. Then I think they can do it. Like, I'd absolutely be okay with that. My issue with that match is it's in Washington, D.C., and there seems to be a very specific reason it's in Washington, D.C.
That's crazy, bro.
That's where my problem lies.
You think he's going to be there?
Well, given what they got going on with the other part of TKO, like, yeah, I absolutely do.
That's crazy.
And what a slap in the face that would be to so, like, I've been, it was the Golden One Center that booed a guy doing an impression of Hulk Hogan post video. Mm-hmm. Wrestling fans aren't UFC fans.
Right.
It's not the same thing. So you can march that dude out there in front of your UFC crowd and get all your, that's not a wrestling, it's not the same thing, bro. Mm-hmm. And if that's their plan and all signs are pointing to that being their plan, it's going to blow up in their face, and I'm going to enjoy every second of it.
That would be crazy. And I think you're onto it. I think you're onto it. Leezy brings up a good point. I think that final match is 6 weeks. 6 weeks away. And I think Triple H, he's going to call me. He's going to say, look, Rock, Dwayne, I need you. Need you in this final match.
You're fired.
Against Cena. I need you. But it's 6 weeks. 6 weeks, because they're not selling tickets right now. They just needed 6 weeks.
That's what they're saying about the Sacramento show. People are getting in on the Sacramento show cheap. Hey, salute. I didn't even know you could go to a wrestling event anymore for $50.
$50? Now, they got to bring it down further, bro. They got to bring
it down. You could hand me the ticket and I ain't going.
I don't know. If they hand me the ticket, I might go.
Hey, tell me about it. They handed me tickets to Playboy Cardi. I was like, no, I'm good. That's a hard pass for me, dog.
Morgan didn't want to go see Playboy Cardi.
Jesus Christ, man. We'll come back. We got Overreaction Tuesdays on the way. And, man, we've got a lot of NFL talk. And we'll dive into the Kings. Kings Tears with Kyle Madsen on the way.
Yeah.
Here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Every once in a while, Bob Brown makes me laugh. He said Coke didn't stand a chance around Macho Man. Oh, man. I don't even know if that's the Macho Man's bag. I just think he was a little crazy.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he was his own vibe.
I think Buddy was a little out there.
He was his own vibe.
Yep. Little Coke, little Coke here, little Coke there, uh-huh.
I didn't partake.
No, you don't do drugs, uh-huh. The Macho Man cries every once in a while because Macho Men cry, uh-huh. Are you laughing? I can't tell. It doesn't look like you are. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Okay, he is smiling.
I don't know. Sure. Kyle's crosses two sticks, and I don't blame him.
And he's upset. It's fine.
I'm watching in the in-studio iPad. There's just this old fight on with my boy Andre Berto against Quintana. This has to be...
Oh, no. I don't know any words you just used.
You don't need to.
Okay.
They're not part of the story. This has to be like probably 2000. My guess is like 7. Sitting in the front row going crazy. Bow Wow and Chris Brown.
Oh, wow.
In 2000. This Chris Brown looks like this Christmas. Chris
okay.
Brown.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's just... And today...
Oh, that was a long time ago. I thought the Breezy Bowl ended.
I think
it did not.
It's finishing. It's on the last couple of legs, isn't it?
I was doing some research for KSFM. I was like, well, let's see what Chris Brown got going on. Chris Brown, 35,000 at some place in Birmingham, Alabama.
Damn. Because I know he was in Atlanta maybe about a week ago. Because he brought Usher out mm-hmm. and a couple of so I didn't know if that was the end of the tour then or apparently not. He's at Tuscaloosa. Yeah. He's out there with Nick Saban in Alabama.
He's on the Chitlin circuit now. Which is a real place. Yeah. I always thought that was a House Party 3 joke. The Chitlin circuit.
Chitlin Circus,
no, the deal. Chitlin circuit was, yeah. That's a shoot. That real is deal. A shoot. So is the fact that the New England Patriots are good. Let's get into some overreactions. And some of these might be over the top. Some of these not so much. I think this one is a no-brainer. Well, it's not a no-brainer. Because the question isn't, the overreaction isn't the New England Patriots are good.
Okay.
The overreaction is the New England Patriots are going to win the AFC East.
That's the overreaction. I'm still...
I think it is, too.
I'm still saying that the Bills are going to win that one.
I think it's an overreaction. Think. Hmm. I don't know, though. Bills haven't looked...
Can I add to that potential overreaction just a little bit?
Sure.
When they play each other... on December 14th, which looks to be, I don't know, maybe week 14, that will decide the AFC East. Bills Patriots in New England?
I'm going to go, you said week 14?
Yeah, I believe that's
what. What day did you say it was?
December 14th.
15th. Week 15.
Week 15, gotcha.
I'm going to say that's a slight overreaction.
Mm, so you think it'll still slight. Be like Bills in control by then?
I think, well, no. I think it could still be a fight at that point. Mm. And those last three games of the season will matter a lot. I have the Bills schedule pulled up in front of me. They play the Jets in week 18, which would mean the Patriots play
the Dolphins at home. The Patriots
and Mike McDaniel's final game.
Final game? He'd been gone months at that point.
Very possible.
He'd been gone.
Very possible. When is the Dolphins bye week? That might give us a
with Nick Sirianni's thing.
You got about a month left.
Oh, yeah, it'll be gone.
Their bye week is week 12. They've got Cleveland, Atlanta, Baltimore, Buffalo, and Washington.
Yeah, no, he gone. He gone. He out of here. But the Patriots close with the Jets and the Dolphins. So 17-18 is okay. The Jets. And 16 is the Ravens. And who knows what that situation is.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
I'm gonna differ with you just a little bit there. I think that'll be like whoever's up is up by one game.
Okay.
Going into that game.
Okay. We just said this. 15. Week 15. Yep. Okay. All right. Kyler Murray is playing his last season as an Arizona Cardinal.
That is not an overreaction.
I don't think it is either. Man. I don't think it is either. That was actually the first thing I thought of last week I think this is it.
Jeez. All right, so let me try and see this here. What's his – because I was going to say he just signed a contract extension, but I don't think he just did. I think we might be like 2 years into
I think
into
we're a
it
couple this. Years removed from that. This was the playbook clause contract, wasn't there?
Yeah, and that was – off the top of my head, I feel like that was 2021 because when they lost to the Rams in the playoffs, there were fans there. So I think it was 2021 when – like after the 21 season, he signed the extension. So
2022.
We're probably three years in.
So so that's important because remember in football contracts, it's not what they tell you. Mm-hmm. So he has. It looks like the out. Wow.
It's for a while. I'm seeing it.
Yeah,
now.
The out isn't till 2028.
It's crazy too.
There must have been an out last season that they didn't take. Because you never see a contract signed for that long without an out like 3 years in.
Yeah. Because this extension started in 22. Yeah, right after that playoff performance we talked about. Jeez. And the cap hit's crazy. The cap hit is 43 before you get to the out.
Yeah.
And we just...
He is for sure no longer an Arizona Cardinal after the 2027 season because the cap hit is zero. Yeah. It is nothing.
Am I reading this right? He signed a 6-year, $219 million contract.
I have a 5-year, $230 million.
If
a signing bonus of 29, yeah. 159.7 guaranteed. An average annual value of 46.1 is what I have.
I think what I'm reading is if they went to 28, if they went all the way through.
Oh, I got you.
Then maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's a club option too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
No option.
So.
It's final.
Kyler not being a Cardinal would be because of a trade.
Yeah.
That just looking at, I mean, we've seen Russell Wilson get cut in the dead cap ramifications that were with that. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible. I'm not sure that that's the route the Cardinals want to go.
So here's the killer, and shout out to Kyle Madsen, who hit me onto this a couple years ago, and I disagree with the NFL. I think this is a terrible rule.
Mm-hmm.
But even if the Cardinals trade him, they're still on the hook for the cap hit.
Oh.
Which I think is stupid. But I remember, because I was like, just trade.
So you can't trade a player because of this. This isn't the NBA. You can't trade a player because you've decided they make too much money.
Right. And everything goes to the new team. I believe. Let me see. I believe the cap hit stays with the team, with the Cardinals.
Fascinating.
Is that correct?
He's getting his
there's
equipment.
There's a portion of the cap hit that the Cardinals would still eat, typically. I don't know his exact contract.
Is it a negotiated thing, or is it a percentage? Like no matter what, you're paying this, the cap hit is this percentage.
I think it has to do with the guarantees left in the contract.
I see. Okay, interesting.
But it's not super easy to just dump all the money on another team.
That's why you never see trades in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Especially with guys that are that.
Yeah, that right. That's much. Why, like, when the NFL trade deadline approaches, it's like, all right, dude. Like, if you hadn't told us, no one would know. Like,
yeah. Also, there's been a lot of in-season trades, though, pre-deadline. You saw Joe Flacco get traded already. Mm. Jacksonville.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin did not take kindly to that.
Yeah, I saw the caption. What did he say?
He's like, they must be smarter than me because we would never do that.
He was saying that I would never trade a quarterback that I deem to be the starter week one to a divisional rival.
Mm. That's struggling in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did he take it so personal?
I don't know. but I'm all for it. Feisty Mike Tomlin.
They had Jalen Ramsey telling Stefanski to put Shador in. Did you see that clip?
I did. What was the other one I saw? Oh, yeah, we'll get to this one. It was the Aaron Glenn one. That was the other one I saw.
All right, Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn had a brutal, brutal, brutal weekend.
Damn.
Well, speaking of, Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn will be one and done in New York.
I think that's an overreaction.
I think it is too, but this is bad.
It is terrible.
It's not going well.
It is terrible.
He needs to call Dan Campbell and say, hey, dog, just in case, go on, free up that position for me. We're gonna Josh McDaniels this thing, and I'm just gonna make my way back to you.
The saving grace for him.
Oh, Zabo said Aaron Glenn turned into Eberflus.
Oh,
Jesus.
The saving grace for him, at least with this past week, is the defense played well. And that's his calling card. So you could always say, look, I'm getting my defense under control. I just need to find an offensive mind to take care of the offense. But what they have, minus 10 yards passing?
So the Jets had negative 10 yards passing.
Come on.
Of course, they were playing overseas somewhere.
They could have been playing on Mars. Complete a pass. London.
Justin Fields threw for 45 yards, but he was sacked 9 times for a loss of 55.
Come on, man.
And they're at midfield, and Aaron Glenn just decides to run the clock out at the end of the first half.
Okay, now let's talk about this. Was that the wrong decision? Because history in that game said if they ran a play, they were going to go backwards.
Fair point.
So at least they didn't lose yards on the play.
Yeah, give your quarterback a... I mean, you could reach the end zone. You could reach the end zone from there.
Yeah.
Like, you could have run plays. You could have kicked the field. You could have run plays to the side. You had, like... Now, I'm sorry, for those that missed this, I'm not providing complete content. Sure. There was like 30 seconds left.
Do you remember the end of the Lions Bears Thanksgiving game last year? Where the Bears just didn't take a timeout and they're like audibling at the line and it's like, you gotta go, man. Yeah. And then the clock just it was like that.
Yeah.
Except I think he was like, God, this offense is ass. Maybe we don't want
to
do anything.
And Justin Fields went straight to the sideline, like, bro, what the F are we doing?
What was the score at the time?
Bro, it ended, what, 13-11? 13-10
It had to be a one-score game.
It was something awful.
They had, I believe, their first two field goals were three and outs.
Jeez.
Because they, I think, had a fumble or interception that in field goal range, three plays, I think no yards, kick a field goal. And then a muffed punt or something of that, another turnover that they gained 2 yards on three plays and kicked a field goal.
Sweetie, the Jets had 82 total yards.
82 total yards.
And to answer your question, the score was 10-6.
That's just pathetic. Ugh. That is pathetic.
82 total yards is insane.
In the modern NFL,
Justin Fields threw 17 times and they had 82. Bijan Robinson ran for 81 on one play yesterday, and the Jets mustered up 82 for an entire football game.
I don't know how in the modern NFL, with how easy coaches can make offense now and with how the rules are slanted toward the offense, you don't, at any point, because we've seen this before, the Niners have done this to teams where, like, you'll get to half and they'll have 19 total yards.
Mm-hmm.
And the second half comes and they have 150 yards in the second half.
Right.
Like, they have figured something out. You have one big play. It is the ineptitude to have 82 yards in this football environment. Absolutely. And that's not just on Justin Fields. That's not just on the coaching. That's not on the offense. That is a group project that everybody failed.
To your point, God, it seems impossible. It seems impossible that that's how you can conclude a game.
It's like those couple NBA games every year where the team scores 71 points. And you're like, 71? Teams do that in a half now. It's like, I don't know how that happens.
I don't either.
You got a lot of dudes who are not effective NFL football players.
Mm. 13-11 was the final score in that game.
Well,
Broncos but go to 4-2.
I do think he'll coach next season with the Jets. Barely.
All right. Here's a Kenny Caraway special. Overreaction. The Panthers will make the playoffs
this easy. You don't have to think this hard. I know we're doing it for the bit, but
today,
a long deep breath.
Today, it's an overreaction. But I'm telling you guys, don't sleep on what the Panthers got going on, man.
Your thought on the Carolina Panthers?
No, it's fine. I agree. I don't think that they're not going to win a game the rest of the year. To make the playoffs in the NFC, you're going to have to win 11. I don't think the Panthers are going 8-3 to close the year.
Coming up, Aaron Glenn. Then they have the Buffalo Bills, Packers, the Saints. Then they have the Falcons in week 11, the 49ers, the Rams. They have a bye week in week 14.
Who are they, the Niners?
Then they have the Saints, the Bucks, the Seahawks, and the Bucks.
Nah, that's a brutal schedule, man.
Overreaction. No chance.
I changed that. It's overreaction.
I do like, that said, I like what Carolina's doing.
Yeah,
Carolina's trending the right way. Okay. The Jets, not trending the right way.
Not at all.
The Panthers... Ooh. Trending the right way.
Who's the running back they got? I like that.
Rico Dowdle.
Nice.
He had 1,000 yards for the Cowboys last year, and they cut him, and then he put
200
on their ass.
He had 1,000 yards against the Cowboys on Sunday.
Hey, he told them, buckle up, buckle your chin straps, and they didn't.
Nope, they didn't.
That's dope. Calling your shot in a revenge game and then doing it is extremely fire. Shout out to Rico Dowdle. I know that felt great.
Mm. Oh, it had to. It's just tremendous. And you know what the... Dak was really good again.
Dak having a good season. Dak having a good season.
I wouldn't put him in the conversation. I mean, statistically, he's in the conversation with Baker and Jared Goff and the guys that we put into this MVP conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But you're 2-3-1.
Yeah, no.
You need to hit a hot streak somewhere.
I can't have you there, but he is having a good season. He's having a – I've liked the way
– He's not
I've
turning the ball over.
Yeah.
Dak's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
His playoff failures have just been so spectacular that what he does in the regular season, I think people diminish
it. He's a
feels very Domas-ish.
It feels very Mike McCarthy-ish.
Well,
Mike McCarthy is a tremendous regular season coach,
mm-hmm.
but his playoff failures,
boy,
have been spectacular.
Ah.
Did you hear that? Is he's one of the guys in consideration for Tennessee? And people scoff at that.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, I don't think that's bad at all.
Why would you not hire Mike McCarthy?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Quarterback?
I'm sorry. You're saying the Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Tennessee Volunteers.
That's not what I thought.
Tennessee Volunteers are good.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what? No.
What's it? I think it's Heupel is the Tennessee Volunteers. He's doing his thing over there.
I have no idea.
They got Alabama on Saturday. It's going to be a good game.
I tuned them out. Roll Tide, though.
Roll damn Tide.
I walked past this guy this morning. He was walking his dog. He had an Alabama shirt on, and I debated, like, do you just say Roll Tide to somebody who's wearing
Roll Tide?
But I didn't. I think I chickened out. I just don't know if that's how you greet people who wear, like, Alabama gear around Rockland. Like, hey, Roll Tide.
Here's what you have to be aware of. You have to be ready to talk Alabama football when you do that.
Yeah.
Just because that guy is probably going to have some takes.
Yeah.
So he's got to be ready for it. I have an Arkansas sweater that my grandfather bought for me, and I cherish that sweater. And I was wearing it out one day, and somebody did the woo pig thing to me, and I was like, I got nothing. Darren McFadden still there? I don't.
I see this one, this family that lives a little further down from us. They walk, you know, when you walk with see other dog walkers, you learn the dog's name, and you often forget the people's name.
As you should.
But I literally see them every day, and I think I learned their two names like by accident a couple weeks ago. But their dog's name is Brady.
Mm.
So who do you think my man is a fan of?
Notre Dame.
The Jets.
Wow. This did not go the way I expected. The Patriots.
Oh,
well, we were talking college. That's why I was thinking
Brady.
Notre Dame.
I was thinking Kyle Brady from the Jets.
I was thinking Notre Dame, and he might have been born when Brady Quinn was the quarterback.
That could not have failed any more spectacularly.
Kyle Brady was with the Jets, right? Yeah, okay. I didn't make that up. Hell yeah.
But I saw them yesterday. I was like, hey, go Falcons, right? He was like, yeah, we always want the Bills to lose. And that was it. Just kept walking.
Oh, that also reminds
Salute
me.
Salute to him. Yeah. Thank you to that guy for the drive-by take.
Yeah, it was good.
That's not stopping talk football.
We always want the Bills to lose.
That reminds me. Today, who are the loudest traveling football fan bases? I asked that question because did you have the volume up for Bills-Falcons?
Bills Falcons, yeah.
Did you hear what it sounded like when that field goal got blocked?
Yeah.
That's how crazy. I took notice. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. That caught me off guard a little bit too.
I said, what? So I think top five, Bills gotta be in there. I'll put the Niners in there. Steelers still?
Steelers, yes. 49ers.
I don't feel like the Cowboys are there right now. Today.
I don't think the Cowboys. No, I don't think the Cowboys are loud.
They're also never winning, so we never really get to.
That's a good point.
You have Steelers.
Steelers, yeah.
49ers.
Yep.
Was the other one Bills?
Bill. I think the Bills
are the Packers.
So
are the Packers, Kyle, today?
I think it depends a little bit on the stadium, but I don't think you can sleep on the Bears.
No, Bears go crazy.
Bears fans are everywhere.
Bears go crazy.
I think
Soren says the Eagles. I put the Eagles.
Eagles
in
are good.
Today.
Eagles may not be as many as like the Packers, but they're louder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a Philly thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think because my mom used to have Niners season tickets. And so I've been lucky enough to be able to go to a lot of games. I'm trying to think of like what opposing fan base annoyed me the most.
You know, what you think, Kyle? I would say the Niners, Levi's, or even a Candlestick, actually do a pretty good job of keeping, relatively speaking, of keeping the tickets in-house.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. We'll see when the Niners are bad for a few years if that continues.
It's 2025, so you're always going to have a legion of fans. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think they do all right.
Yeah. Hey, you know what fan base showed out was Lions fans at the NFC title game a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, they were there, bro.
That was awesome. What the hell?
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
They're really cool, by the way. Yeah. A lot of cool people in the parking lot.
That's how I feel about Bills fans.
Nah, I'm out. I'm joking.
No, I feel like
Bills fans are cool.
When I used to interact on Twitter, I found Bills Mafia to be
Bills Mafia.
Wonderful.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to my neighbors. They're Bills
They might
fans.
Be concussed, but I thought they were all wonderful.
My neighbors are Bills fans, man. Shout out to them. Bills Mafia. It was so sad when they lost the AFC Championship game. I almost didn't want to see them for like a week or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad.
Understandable. Another overreaction here. This ties into last night. The Bears have figured it out.
Not an overreaction.
Oh.
I think it is an overreaction. Go ahead, Kenny.
I think Ben Johnson may have started to hit the sweet spot in being able to coach Caleb Williams. Don't ask him to be spectacular, because if you ask him to be spectacular too many times, he's just not accurate enough for that. But let me manage this game. You think about that last drive. I think Caleb threw it once. He threw it on like 3rd and 7 to get the first, and it was mm-hmm. like a comeback, like
mm-hmm.
whatever, 4-step drop. Your guy's right there, hit him, and that was it. I'm not asking you to go win this game. I'm going to hand it off to Swift. We're going to run this ball. We're going to get this. I'm not asking you to win the game. Just don't lose it for us. And I think that's the sweet spot right now with Caleb. I think they have found something.
He wasn't bad yesterday.
No,
he was good.
I think the Bears
are good yesterday. It's kind of.
I think they are figuring it out. I don't think they've figured it out yet. I think they're in the process, though. They're moving the right direction.
Trending up.
Bears, right. Panthers, Tigers. Oh my.
Very good. No, I see you.
Not the Blue Jays.
We mentioned
or the Brewers.
Yikes.
Bums.
You mad at Bryce Turang for not taking that pitch last night?
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, wear it.
All right.
We still be playing right now.
Sorry, Damon.
No, it's fine. I can't wait for Jason Jones to get here so they argue with each other for the first 20
That's my fault. I forgot.
He's handling it well.
Look, Kyle, I understand it would have absolutely been 97 right off the kneecap.
How is the color of that
it was
hat
a breaking ball
different than a Dodger hat?
Dodger blue is very distinct.
This is real blue.
That's not Dodger blue?
Nah.
No, this is real blue.
Dodger blue is Pantone 292.
Yeah, not that fake blue. Matter of fact,
what'd you say?
Pantone.
Yeah, that's what it is, because their little jackasses come to the games all the time. I'm going to get in a fight next time I see them.
Hey, don't do that.
You're not
going to
get
in
a fight. No, you say that all. You're going to slap Steve Kerr. You're going to fight guys.
What else? I was going to slap Steve
You said if you were Buddy Hield, you'd slap Steve Kerr.
And they kept making jokes about me.
Steve essentially kept calling him an idiot over and over again on national television. Well, yeah, don't do it, though.
The shoe fits.
Well, all right.
I'm not getting into a fight with Pantone 277 or whoever the hell they are.
We have talked about the randomness of the NFL. We'll discuss that. Boy, someone didn't handle that Panthers loss well. We'll talk about it when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
All right, I had Casey run out to the Odyssey kitchen to inspect the pizza. He's laughing as much as I expected he would. So here comes. Yeah, what, man? Hey!
I was going to say,
hey,
yo.
No.
Come on, man. Hey. Why, first of all, why is that the name for that?
So that's what I'm saying. That's why I couldn't say. That's why I refused to take part. Did you see the pizza? So it has a... the pizza is called Fungi. Shout out to Motorhead Pizza, as always.
Oh, it's called Fungi, and there's not mushrooms on it?
No, there is mushrooms on it.
Yeah, that's not what will get your attention, though.
No.
There's a very distinctive sauce on
I think he got to go see.
Go look at the pizza. First of all, it looks delicious, but go look at the pizza titled Fungi in the refrigerator.
I'm not sure I want to.
No, do it. It's good. The payoff will be worth it.
There's somebody on the phone.
Oh.
Well, you know who it's not? It's not Jerry Jones.
No.
Because Jerry decided after the Cowboys lost to the Panthers, you know what? I'm just not going to speak to the media.
Mm, that's how mad he was.
Yeah, he was upset. Shout out to the Chatty House. Y'all are always there when we need you. Yeah, Jerry just left. Now, I did just look up at the TV as they were documenting some of the Cowboys' struggles on Sunday in the red zone. That Jerry did his normal radio call this morning. But, yeah, nowhere to be found following that Cowboys game.
That was, if I was a Cowboys fan, shout out Drew Down and everybody else, that would be a frustrating loss.
Yeah.
You've been playing some pretty good football. You had an opportunity to build on that momentum. And you had a game that you, like, in the game, you could have won. Like, you had all the opportunities in the world to win that game, and you didn't. Yeah. And that's, if I was Jerry, I probably wouldn't want to talk to nobody either. That was a different type of loss. It wasn't just a loss because we're bad. That was a missed opportunity. Oh, Kyle's back.
Just thoughts?
Totally.
Yeah. This is such a juvenile program. It's awful.
Can't believe they let that in the workplace.
That was a wild one when I saw that. I said, man, once again, why is it called Fungi?
That's what I said to Pamela, and she didn't have an answer.
Oh. I have a theory. I think that is mislabeled.
Oh, okay.
You think somebody personally called it that? That's not what the company called it.
So you think we're saving the pizza for Kawhi Leonard?
Oh my God!
he's a fun guy.
Oh, okay. Is that what you meant?
Well, Yeah.
Jeez.
So
okay, let me see here. All right, shout out to Motorhead Pizza. We love them very much.
Big ups to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They rock with us heavy. Yeah.
Well, there's
and their cookies do not
does
miss.
Does she have
have
any of
never
those?
Once. I have had 47 of those cookies. Not one is missed.
Yeah. One more time.
Does she have any of those?
I believe she saved some for us. Yes. Shout out
to okay, them. So I've got one here called Motherload.
Oh, come on. Look, I got it right here. It's right here.
Oh, no.
Yep, it's a Fun Guy Pizza.
Oh, because it's got the balsamic marinated
the
mushroom.
What? The what? What?
A Fun Guy Pizza, Kenny, with garlic white sauce, balsamic marinated mushrooms, and red onions, seasoned with house herb mix, then topped with Parmesan cheese, ranch drizzle, and green onions. I'm reading a description from the website.
I don't think, yeah.
There's also a Love You Honey pizza that comes with red sauce, pepperoni, pineapple, topped with Parmesan cheese, and hot honey drizzle.
Sounds delightful.
There's an Abe Froman, a nice little Ferris Bueller reference there.
Bueller?
Very good.
There's my grandpa, Tony. Salute.
And there you have it.
Shout out to Grandpa Tony.
It's a great spot.
It's a really good spot.
It really is. Shout out to him. Shout out to him.
And now we know what a Fun Guy pizza is.
Man. Kyle, I don't think we've ever had this conversation. Where are you at with pineapples on the pizza?
I'm out.
Ah, come on, man.
It's just not my bag. I don't hate it. I'm not like, it doesn't belong on the pizza. Like, that's nah, put it, if you like it, that's cool. It's not my bag.
Fruit shouldn't be cooked.
Settle down over there. I asked Kyle.
However.
Settle down.
Tomatoes are fruit.
That's good knowledge. That is good knowledge.
That's just facts. Can, that's just facts directly
can,
on your head.
You can fry it then.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't an avocado fruit?
That I don't know.
I think it is.
I think it's more of a legume. I don't know.
Isn't that
I
a
know
bean?
What, I know. Yeah, I know what I shouldn't see. Be on pizza is olives. Get olives.
That's ridiculous.
Here.
What else do you do with olives get other than here. Put them in martinis? What would you do with a black olive?
Get them out of here.
Black olives, you don't even put in martinis. You put other olives.
Black olives are all good with me. I just don't like to eat them.
Avocado is a fruit, confirmed.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I remember reading that somewhere.
All right.
Long time ago. I don't like avocado, so it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, and that is one of your craziest food preferences.
Yeah, nothing.
What, that he doesn't like avocado?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that don't like avocado.
Yeah. That's so weird to me. It's amazing.
Yeah,
like you can literally do anything with it.
Well,
Tom Brady made ice cream with it.
Yeah. That sounds awful. I
recommend that.
I didn't say I recommended it. I said Tom Brady did it.
I can make ice cream out of this garlic white sauce. Doesn't mean
I would
recommend it.
All right, let's just transition. Let's see what TC is doing here. 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia Talk line. TC, what's good, baby?
What's up with my two brothers?
Not much, man. How you doing, big
dog?
Dude,
TC.
Hey, listen, I'm vibing. It's out here raining. I'm just chilling, listening to y'all food takes and all that. Listen, hey, I'm with you. Pineapple's not that bad on pizza, right? So yeah. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? It's not that bad. Olives on pizza is cool. I'm not a mushroom guy, and I'm with you on the avocado, bro. I'm out on that. I don't even like guacamole. I get a super burrito.
That's avocado. Hey,
I know, but I'm just, hey, I'm yep. saying, listen, I'm out on that.
Did you say, but, hey, I'm sorry, real quick. I can't
count as crazy.
Did you say you get a super burrito?
Yeah, listen, when I do pull up every now and then when I'm on the road or something, like, you know, something quick, I get a super burrito, no guac, because, you know, they put everything in there, sour cream and everything, and I'm like, hold the guac, please.
So there's sour cream in the super burrito. All right.
Yeah, you know, D-Lo, sometimes, you know. We on the road, but
hey, do what you got to do.
Atlanta Falcons,
when you're on
bro,
the road, it's crazy.
You know, hey, Kyle, seriously, I'm calling about that dude. I thought it was Saquon. Saquon's dope. They can go one or two, bro. But they can go one or two. But that boy Robinson, Bijan, dude is cold, bro.
TC, are you calling from like a phone from 1980? Where are you, TC?
No, I had you on Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
I'm better.
TC, you've been calling a dozen radio stations for a dozen years, and you still don't know not to do that?
Nah, Hey, listen, every now and then it'll work, D-Lo, where y'all don't listen, where y'all don't pick up on it. But today was a bad day for me, bro.
I got you.
It's all good.
Cooking, TC.
We appreciate you, brother, as always.
Shout out to the Brody.
All love.
You talk about Super Burrito or whatever. That's not really my
bag. With sour cream in it.
Yeah, that's not really my bag. But I do love me a breakfast burrito. One of the best in the city is my people over at Oscar's.
Prefer your burrito in the morning.
Well, some people are like that.
Well.
Those breakfast burritos at Oscar's, though.
Mwah. Apparently the Chevron down the street.
That's what I've heard.
From here.
That's what I've heard.
The one, I don't know what the street is.
It's right down the street.
It's like across the street from University of Beer or something like that.
I guess. It's literally right down the hill.
Huh.
It's like the chicken place.
There's a crispy chicken, salute.
It's not a gas station burrito. There's a something inside that gas station.
In the gas station, yeah.
They talk about them joints on a regular.
Huh. I'll be down.
Your boy, who used to work here, would go by, get a burrito for him and then Kevin, and he would just take one in to Kevin and no one else. The old tribal chief.
Oh.
He'd go and get burritos, and he would take one in to the wake-up call where there's three people and just hand a burrito to Kevin, man, and go into his office and sit
come
down.
Come on.
Honestly, I respect the petty. That's extremely petty, and I kind of respect it.
Shout out to In-N-Out Fridays, though.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Showing a little flip side.
Those were good days. What was Wednesdays?
Oh, we're not. We don't talk about that. That's a Jason and John, the sales guys. Joint.
I had a strange craving for In-N-Out Burger the other day.
I'm so glad that's the direction you took that.
Because it's like that. In-N-Out's still number
do
one.
Do you
in the
have
game.
You ever? When is the last time you ate In-N-Out?
Oh man, yeah.
Because for you to crave In-N-Out to me is like.
Yeah, no, it was comfortably. I mean, it's been 15 years.
Man,
wow,
yeah,
that's dope. Good for you.
Well, no, I guess. But see, my thing is the one thing I can't lax on is the dairy stuff. So I'm not gonna go get an In-N-Out burger if I can't have a milkshake. Like, I just forget it.
Oh. No, well.
That's kind of how I feel. Just forget
it. Fair enough.
Now, if I got a milkshake from somewhere else and a burger from there, then I rock. I feel like the burger and the milkshake need to go together. It's just my milkshake needs to be made of almond milk. That's all.
Got it.
That's all. Share your food takes at 916-909-1320. Shout out to Matt Nahegan, just in case you're listening to this particular program.
Shout out, Matt.
We appreciate you as always. Shout out to anybody who might have been told to listen to this program by Matt Nahegan. We appreciate you. We're doing the best we can over here. Jerry skipped media, and that Panthers win over the Cowboys. Really, it wasn't even the Panthers win over the Cowboys. I think it was yesterday's games. Falcons winning. Jake Moody hits a field goal to walk off a Bears win.
Good for Jake Moody.
Sure, good for him. 49er fans are looking at the TV like, really?
They did get one blocked earlier.
Well, doesn't matter. That's the Jake Moody experience right there. The NFL is random as it could possibly be through the first 5 weeks of the season.
Can you remember a season like this?
I can't.
It is pretty random. I mean, it doesn't feel like that's ever been the case with the Chiefs, this incarnation of the Chiefs in the league.
If I asked you, either of you, who's the best team in football right now? I'll ask everyone watching, everyone listening, who's the best team in football right now? Because I don't think there's a consensus.
No. My initial thought, I would say the Lions.
That was my thought, too.
Who lost this week?
Yeah, to the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Lions lost this week. The Chiefs, who, Kyle, trending up?
Oh, they're way trending up. Chiefs are back.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. But the Chiefs are back. Back, meaning when this all started, they weren't very good.
Right.
Like, they were sketchy.
I think the Lions are, I think they're the truth. They're one of the top teams in the league. If not the top team in the league. But you look at the teams that they've beaten, they ain't beat nobody good. They've beaten some of the worst defenses and teams in the league this season. And the two times they played a good team, I guess maybe you want to put the Bears as an average team. They got them. But the two times they played a good team, the Packers and the Chiefs, it hadn't looked the same. So maybe that's a coincidence. Maybe that's them playing those teams on the road. It'd be different at home. Maybe that's the case. But their wins have come against, once again, some of the worst teams in football. And they've handled them the way they're supposed to if you're a good team.
I understand the hesitancy in this football team because of one particular standalone game. But the Packers are 3-1-1. Any consideration at all for the best team in football?
No.
Well, fine.
Next.
To be clear, that was legitimately a question. It wasn't a question where I was looking for a specific answer. I don't, but it feels like, I'll speak for me, I hold that tie against them more than their loss.
I totally agree.
That tie was so offensive.
That was, go ahead, Kenny.
No, you're good.
That was a perfect spot for them. They had just lost to the freaking Browns.
Yep.
Now you get the Cowboys who can't stop a nosebleed. You're going to hang up 40. Can you get a stop? No, they couldn't.
No.
The Packers have been so disappointing to me. As you guys know, I held them in very high regard going into this year. They have done absolutely nothing that makes me think the Packers are a Super Bowl contender right now outside of, like, oh, what if Jordan Love is awesome? Oh, what if their defense is the best defense in the league? Like, well, Jordan Love is not awesome, and their defense is not the best defense in the league.
Well,
they're fine.
They lost to Cleveland.
They sure did.
They beat Detroit.
Yeah, in week one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Toss out week one.
Yeah.
Well, the Raiders beat the Patriots, so that's, I guess that's fair. That's fair.
Niners beat the Seahawks.
Well, they're good.
They're good. Niners are good.
Yeah, the Packers, they just...
I was just asking.
They're a cool team. They're like, they're good, but
they're a tier two team.
Yeah.
Tier two. Okay.
Tier they two. They How didn't close? Even really handle the Bengals like that.
That was bad.
Yeah, that was bad.
And weren't they coming off a bye?
How close? Okay. It's not the NFL, the AFC.
Okay.
Best team in the AFC. How close are we to saying it's New England?
I think we're
several weeks away. There's a lot of steps for New England to get there.
Who would you say it is now?
Chiefs.
You're okay, that's right. You're all the way back. That's right.
I'm gonna still stay with the Bills.
Okay.
But to your question a little bit, I won't do it in weeks, I'll do it in teams. I think we're like five teams away. Like, I don't think they're better than the Chargers.
Okay.
I don't think they're better than Broncos. I don't think they're better than the Colts. I don't think they're better than the
Bills. Did you say Broncos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bills. I'm not even sure they're better than the Chiefs.
I'm never going to get on board with the Chargers. What about the Steelers? Did you say the Steelers?
I did say the Steelers. And I don't know if they're better than the Steelers.
I have ahead of them right now. Chiefs and Bills. Okay. Jags and Colts.
Okay.
Although I'm not sold. If you told me they passed the Jags.
Jacksonville's loss this weekend bothered me.
That was gross.
That bothered me a little bit.
That had big, they played a real team vibes. Although I guess they just beat the Chiefs.
I know exactly what you're going to say, and you're not wrong. They didn't get a turnover this year this week. They didn't get a turnover.
Relying on their offense.
Yeah, or relying on the defense taking the ball away.
No, I'm sorry. Relying on the offense in this game to get something done,
exactly.
and they couldn't.
They can't do it.
That's fair.
It feels like if this only one time.
No, maybe. You're right.
But if they can't get a takeaway, they have a hard time.
Well, that was our conversation. That was our week-long conversation headed into the 49ers game. Mm-hmm. Their offense isn't good enough. Mm-hmm. It's not. Now, they played a little bit better than I expected them to play offensively against.
They didn't even do that much against the Niners.
But
they got one play off of a turnover. They got the 50-yard run. And they had one drive after that. And that was it for the game. They didn't do nothing else the rest of the game, that offense.
But that's been their year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have forced, even on that 49ers game, I think it was multiple games. It was every game. I think at least through that 49ers game, they had multiple turnovers.
They had three in every game leading up to that game and had four in that game.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
13 turnovers through 4 weeks is crazy.
Wow.
I think that defense is really good. I think they're a problem, but I just think the offense is so far.
Yeah, they're
behind.
They're really bad. Yeah. That offense is really bad. That quarterback might not be very good. And
yeah, but he scored after falling down twice. So have you taken that into consideration in your little quarterback assessment over there?
That says more about Kansas City in that moment than
it does.
Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence actually is a fine quarterback.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's just not the quarterback. He's just not the quarterback. It would be like if LeBron James averaged 15 points per game his entire career.
If LeBron James was Tobias Harris,
it'd be very good.
It'd be like, oh.
But when you're talked about the way that LeBron James was,
right. Yeah.
To be anything other than what he is would be a disappointment.
Yeah. If Trevor Lawrence went to Texas A&M and was drafted in the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like, what a steal by the Giants.
Oh, yeah.
What a pick.
For sure.
But he beat Alabama as a freshman in the national title game, and it was like he would go number one tomorrow. Mm-hmm. This is the best quarterback prospect we've seen since Peyton Manning. He is going to the Hall of Fame. Fit him for a gold jacket today.
Yeah.
And then he's fine. Like, he's fine.
Yep.
He's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Short of expectations. It's like Keegan.
Yeah, Keegan. Yeah, Keegan at 13 is a different conversation than Keegan at 4.
Yes.
You know what I thought about with Keegan Murray real quick? Is everybody?
He's also not the best team in the NFL.
He's not a $20 million player?
Trending up?
As people clamor for him to play the 3.
Yeah.
As far as I know, he's never played a 3 in his life.
Huh.
In Iowa, he was a 4 or 5.
So why do you think people clamor for him to play the 3?
Because he shows some ability to be able to play there sometime.
Is this the 4-3-3-4 thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not just fan. Like, the coaches say they want to see him more at the 3. Scott Perry says they want to see him more. Like, I just disagree. I don't think he's a 3, or at least a full-time 3. That was just right. I just thought about that.
Well, is there any value into the general managers and coaches wanting to see him at that position?
Yeah, and
maybe they see something.
I'm going to lean on them and trust them, you know, because they, like you said, they see him more than I do. But just my assessment of him right now, I just don't think he's a threat. And that's not even to say, like, oh, he's bad. I think he's perfect at the 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's really good at the 4, especially in this era where you don't have to, you know, deal with, like, these big old bruising 4s and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is still out on the perimeter. It's a lot of 4-out, 1-in. I think Keegan is great at the 4. I think that's a great spot for him. And you can, like, move him here and there, the switchability, all this other stuff. I think it works. But everybody in the organization, or a lot of people in the organization, tend to feel like he's playing out of position.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they see him more than I do, so.
Well, the playing out of position thing is funny to me, because that's all anyone wants other players to do right now. Neek Clifford went from, oh, he could be the point guard, to put him at the 4, work him into the lineup. It's like, wait, I'm sorry. Stop. What? Why are we doing this?
That's a tier 5 move.
That's the fact. Trending down. Trending down. That's a trending down move. It's like it's why I don't like Neek at the 1. Oh, I bet he could lead the. I don't like any of that. There is still a glaring need for a backup point guard on this basketball team. And you need to get a backup point guard to do it, not someone else who has another position. But you're going to make them the backup point guard because, well, they can dribble, or they can bring the ball up the floor,
right,
or they can hold up horns. Like, that's not – no, find a point guard.
Find an organizer.
And you need to find – and whoever you have at the 4, whether it's Dario, whether it's Domas and Drew Eubank, whatever that is, that's what you're doing. The only argument I'll listen to for playing someone out of position is if you tried to make the Keon Ellis argument. And it's getting, and I don't know what it looks like, and I'm not saying you play Keon Ellis at 4, I'm saying you get Keon into the starting lineup so you have that A1 defender there out of the gate that you would have had. Whoever Keegan was going to guard that game, now Keon is guarding them.
Yeah.
Let's get Joe in here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Joe?
I just have an off-the-wall question. I've been a Raider fan my whole life.
Sorry to hear that.
I know. It's been brutal. But
thoughts
anyway,
and prayers, buddy.
Do you think it's just, I don't know, if they can't get their, you know what, together? Because I believe the Pittsburgh Steelers have had three coaches. I think the Raiders have had maybe over 15 coaches. Do you think it's just ownership or just, I don't understand why they, seems like every year they just can't get it together.
Yeah, it's a Joe, that's a fair question, especially because we asked if Pete Carroll was going to be gone at the end of the year. It feels, man, I'm sorry to do this.
Uh-oh.
It feels a lot like the Kings. Like they can't choose a direction, and then they Pete Carroll Pete Carroll feels like the George Carl hiring. Except Pete's really nice and not a curmudgeon and doesn't seem to hate everything about life.
It's a good start.
I don't know, like Pete has more life at 74 or 5 than people half his age do. But it's probably true. It's not even fair to Pete, and I'm sorry to Pete Carroll. It's not a Pete Carroll problem. It's a 74-year-old problem. It's like, where are you going? What is the direction of your organization? It's like signing a 32, 33, 34-year-old quarterback. You're attempting to tread water. And maybe, and we went over this a lot at draft time, maybe the idea was, we didn't land the draft pick we wanted to, so we couldn't get the quarterback we wanted to. So, or the quarterback we think can lead us in the future. It wasn't in this draft. So we're going to go get Geno Smith. We'll sign Geno to some money. We'll have him here for a couple of years, maybe over the course of the next few years. We'll bring a quarterback in who can learn under him. Maybe we'll have something like that. It is just going so, so bad. And I don't know, like the direct, it's similar to the Kings. And even if you thought the Raiders were going to be okay, even if you thought the Kings were going to be okay, no one believes either one of them are winning a championship. No one believes either of those two teams, franchises, are trajecting towards something positive. They're both going to hit a wall at some point and have to figure it out. And it feels like their hope, both for the Raiders and the Kings, is to figure it out as we go. I'm sorry I ate up all that time. We'll come back. I want to hear what you think about that. Jason Jones coming up in about an hour. We'll talk a little Kings basketball, a little baseball as well. Steelo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.